everyone. I haven't been on Audio Boom in what feels like forever. Probably is, because it's been a hell of a long time. I do come and check on recordings from time to time, but I haven't posted anything in ages. But I thought I would post a short book review, as I was looking through my posts, and I remember I did quite a few of those. And the reason why I thought I'd do this is because I finished a book today, and I'm my heart is broken, because it was a trilogy, and I just didn't want it to end. But it's okay, there is hope, and the reason is that there are three linked series. They're set in different time periods-ish. The second two are actually set maybe like 5 years apart, so actually not that much, but this one's a prequel. It's called the Infernal Devices series by Cassandra Clare. Basically, it's fantasy, but set in Victorian England. There are these beings called Shadow Hunters, and they are half human, half angel, and they basically, their mandate is to like fight demons, because there are demons that exist in this world, and they're here to like kill everyone, and like they're basically invisible. So like humans don't really know about it, and they kind of are there to protect humans and kill demons with their like blades and weapons. They're like rogue up training and fighting, but you know, they also have like a society, they have like a hierarchy. There's this thing called the Clay, which is a bit like the government, I guess. Their government, and they have like all sorts of representatives. They have institutes, which is where like shadow hunters can like seek refuge, I guess, in different, all the different countries, or the like different capital cities of countries. And apparently some government organizations know about them. It's like really cool, it's a really interesting world. Don't want to give too much away about the story, but I thought I'd do a series review rather than a book review. So the first book was called Clockwork Angel, and that book was very kind of slowly building up everything, building up what happens to Tessa. She doesn't know about this whole world. She kind of stumbles upon the Shadow Hunters by chance. She's not a Shadow Hunter. Well, she basically is something completely else. She's magical, basically, but in a different way. I'm not going to say any more than that. Don't want to give too many spoilers. But yeah, she stumbles upon this world. She has no idea about it. She's just lived a completely ordinary life, and she stumbles upon the world in such a horrible way, and she kind of has to like learn as she goes, and we really feel for her character. And I feel like with this book, it kind of slowly builds up, so you don't get as into, like, you're into the story, obviously you want to know what happens next, but I feel like it was slow to build up. But then you really kind of learn about the, like, world, and obviously there's, like, a whole story, and there's, like, battles and everything, and, like, amazing characters, but the whole world building was amazing. So it took a while for me to get into it, but once I got into it, I was so invested. All the characters were amazing, and I feel like with these books, you really feel what the characters feel, and you have a understanding of like how they think and what their choices are, even if you don't agree with them sometimes. The two love interests in this series, I loved equally, just like Tessa did. Like, I can't believe, like, I don't know, usually everyone's rooting for one character, right? But with me, I'm just like, oh my god, I love them both. They were so different. And I feel like with the end of the series, she really tied it up as amazingly as she could. Considering the circumstances, she could have killed off a character, she could have done something crazy just to like lessen the complication in a way, even though like Tessa would have been emotionally thing, but she does some shocking things. Like, I'm not going to say anymore. I've probably already spoiled it. Like, I can't give spoilers because giving spoilers will just ruin the whole thing, literally. And that's why I'm being quite vague and just saying bits and bobs about each book and just giving a, like, general review. But I say that you should definitely read the Infernal Devices series before City of Heavenly Fire, or even better yet, before the Mortal Instruments series, because I read the Mortal Instruments series, which is another series set in modern-day New York, modern-day America. Some of it's set in LA as well, but mainly in New York. In the modern day, basically, 2008, or something like that. And it's obviously the same world, Shadowhunters, and another person who's thrust into this world and has to learn about it really quickly. But they're quite different, their journeys are quite different. And obviously Victorian England was awesome, like, recognising all the, like, landmarks, and not all of them, but a lot of the landmarks in London, like the Strand and the Mall and, like, the Thames and, I don't know, like, random places, Hyde Park. But obviously then there's the Victorian era, so, like, the dress, the etiquette, the setting, the landscape, so cool. Yeah, and then obviously in City of Heavenly Fire there's so many references to this, the Infernal Devices series, because obviously it's a prequel to what happens later on. And there's a new series called The Dark Artifices. That's why I'm not as heartbroken, because there is another series, and there's also Tales from the Shadowhunters Academy, which is like a few novellas, which is really cool. And so you're not just kind of left without anything to go back to in the Shadowhunter world, because there's such, I don't know, such a vivid and three-dimensional world, even though it's fantasy and blah blah blah. But I do recommend this series, it's awesome, and it'll be a good starting point if you want to kind of start reading all these books, or even just a curiosity about Cassandra Clare's work or about this world generally. So even if you didn't want to read everything, it'll probably make you read everything else, because you're just like, this world is so awesome and interesting, and yeah, it's just, oh, it's amazing. There's not much more to say. Love it. I highly recommend it.